Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Faith Unhinged, where we focus on faith-based businesses and business owners who integrate faith into their business and how they integrate faith into their business. We want to know here at Faith Unhinged more about your journey, the real struggles that you're facing, and how you overcome those struggles with the power of faith. Other business owners and community leaders want to know how they can represent Jesus, how they can represent their faith into their business, even in the secular business world, and stop always trying to be PC, politically correct. I see these posts, these young people putting these posts, these reels on different platforms, Instagram and Facebook, and they're basically, they start off just themselves, and they're basically saying, I'm not concerned about putting this post up, even if I lose followers. And then they step back into their friends in the background and they start going into this worship song. And I think it's just amazing how bold that is, that they're not concerned. Even these young people are not concerned about losing these followers. And I think as business owners, we need to have the same boldness as these young people are. They're not concerned about, you know, letting the world know that they love God, they love Jesus, and that is such an integral part of their life. And we need to really look at that and see what that looks like in our business. Are we doing that same thing? Are we ashamed of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in our businesses? Are we ashamed of letting people know that our business foundation is on God? This is the kind of boldness that we need to have as business owners and leaders, to let people know, especially the people that we work with, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We tried to do an episode. I tried to do my first interview with the owner of Redstone, the company that I worked for, Rich Betcher, one of the co-owners. And we had some technical difficulties. I actually did it on Thursday. And it was going to be my first interview. I was looking forward to it. I was excited. I was ready to go. The video looked good. And then I tried to upload it, to the different platforms. And unfortunately, before I uploaded, I found out that the sound, there was a bad echo. And so I had to scrap that one. And then we tried to do it again on Friday. And of course, it happened again. We had some technical difficulties with the audio. I couldn't put it on. I was extremely discouraged. And so I was ready to give up. I was ready to be like, you know, I'm done with this. I can't even like get the audio right. And I was just reminded how many times I faced these struggles in ministry as well. I had tech issues in ministry, and I'm sure you have had those issues as well in your business. And maybe you're in ministry and you've had those same issues. And I was just reminded that it's not about the tech. It's not about all these other things. It's about lifting up the name of God. And if he can be lifted up in my personal life, I can surely lift him up in my business life. And so I just had to say, not today, Satan. I'm doing this anyway. I don't have someone to interview today, but I'm ready to put this out there and just let people know that they can be encouraged and know, even though they're going through some struggles in their life and their business, their personal life, that God is still with you. He's walking with us through all these things. I'm not going to let these tech issues or these small issues or these minor things stop me from doing what God has called me to do. And I encourage you in your business to have that same faith, that same boldness, like the young kids that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're sharing it with the world on Instagram and Twitter and all these other things. There's a reason God asked you to do the thing that he's asked you to do. And you might face these issues, but he's going to walk with you through it. You might make some bad choices, and you know, the things that you might be struggling with might be because of the choices that you made, but God is still with you. God brought you this far. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to drop you. He's not going to leave you stranded. Deuteronomy 31:31a says, "The Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." And I think this is awesome that, I mean, there's really no other way to interpret this. He's saying, don't be afraid of what's going on around you. Don't be afraid if you, you know, if you have the situation happening in your business and you don't know what to do with it. And maybe you don't know what to do with it. But guess what? We have a God that will guide us in making those decisions and doing the right thing. And the one thing I know about God is the fact that every time that I try to do things on my own in business, every time I try to make a decision on the next step for my business and how I want to, you know, maybe change my sales process or how I talk to people in business or, you know, what type of plan I'm going to offer up or how I'm going to market my business, every time I try to do everything on my own, I tend to get frustrated and I fail so many times. And I don't really put all my stock into allowing God to guide me in those decisions, even in marketing, even in, you know, maybe my sales pitch. I want to change my sales pitch and I'm looking at all these different people and reading all these different books or whatever I'm trying to do to like improve my sales process and business. I have to focus on God and what He wants me to do. See, I believe that God is the most perfect thing, person, you know, just everything that we can rely on in business. So I encourage you that if you're in, you know, some type of struggle trying to maintain your business, trying to find the right thing to, you know, improve this year for your business or to make things right in your business, to look to God for that wisdom, look to God for that strength, that encouragement, because he will always give you the right answer. It may not be what you want to hear. It may not be the thing that, you know, sometimes we're opening up the Bible and we're like, God, show me what I need to do here. And we're flipping through and we might find a scripture that we don't necessarily agree with or don't think was for us at that time. We're like, oh, this ain't it. So I'm going to, God, please, you know, help me to find. And then we finally, like, we get to the scripture and it looks right, looks good to us. But you know what? It might be that first scripture that you opened up to or that you asked God to show you that was actually the right thing for you. And so we need to think about that. So early on, in my first episode, I shared a little bit about my testimony. I want to share a little bit more with you. I want to encourage you to do the same with others. I think your testimony is extremely powerful and it can go a long way to help others because the things that you struggle with that God helped you through, I definitely think that it's worth sharing so that they can maybe get some insights in how to get through those things as well. I worked with the company in Fenton, Michigan, where I grew up, and it was a machine shop, and you know it was you know basically a general labor job, but it supplied for my family. It supplied health insurance and all these other things and good pay back then. Would it be good pay now? But it was definitely meeting our needs. And anyways, I got injured and I got laid off and I had to come back and my job was actually gone when I came back. And of course I was a little frustrated with that. And for about 6 months or so, or you know, between 6 and 8 months, they had me doing just odd jobs and basically doing all the jobs that nobody else wanted to do. But I stuck it out because it was supplying for my family. We still had the health insurance and everything else. But then on a Friday, my supervisor came to me and said, "We have to lay you off." And of course, you know, I was devastated. I was concerned. I was worried. Like, what am I going to do now? You know, where am I going to go now? I felt like, you know, I had done everything I could to, you know, to make them happy, to continue working here, but it just wasn't enough. And so I was left with like, what's going to happen next, God? You know, like what's, you know, where is this going? Because I'm like, I'm serving you. I'm going to church. I'm praying. I'm doing all these other things. And, you know, this happened here. I don't understand why this happened. And then, we went to church on Sunday and my wife actually talked to one of the members there. I didn't know him very well, at the time, but he was working in financial services, and he told my wife to have me call him, and I did. And he said, "Come in on Monday," and I went in there not knowing what to expect. And basically, he just asked if I've ever worked in sales. No, I never worked in sales. He said, "Why don't you come try it out?" So I did. And the first meeting we went to, we kind of just said, "Go ahead and give it a shot." So I walked in, and I totally bombed on everything. And I was embarrassed, and I walked out, and I just felt defeated a little bit. And then the second time, it got a little easier. The third time, and now it's been 20 years later, and I'm so thankful that he, he brought me in, and it was kind of amazing that I got laid off on a Friday, and then on Monday I had the same job that I have now, a career actually that has supplied so much for my family that I could never have imagined. Just a beautiful home, a beautiful family. We've had health insurance. We've been able to meet our bills most of the time. And it's just been awesome to see God do what He did in my life, and I give all the glory to Him. Of course, we have to do our part as business owners and as leaders out there. That we can't just say, "Oh God, just do this thing for me." We have to do our part, right? We have to listen to God. We have to do the thing that God's asking us to do. And the biggest thing is I think, is not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ again. You have to understand that we live in a time where, God, Jesus has been coming back for over 2,000 years. We don't know the day and time that He's coming back. It could be 5 minutes from now. It could be 30 seconds from now. So I think it's time to let go of, trying to be politically correct and just say, "You know what, God, I'm not going to be ashamed anymore, not in my personal life, not in my business life. And I just want everybody to know that I am following you." And so later on, we from Michigan, we became youth pastors, and that was for a couple of years. We ended up moving to Georgia. I ended up taking a position as a lead pastor. Probably not good timing. I probably should have waited for that. But God did some amazing things with that. And he was just anointing our business, working in insurance, and later in about 2008, started working in merchant processing, which is what I'm doing now. Still a sales position. But he just kept anointing our business. He just kept anointing, bringing people in and bringing businesses in, and commissions were going up. And I got with a great company with Redstone in 2017 that I'm still with right now, after going through some major struggles with other companies. But the awesome thing is that God was with me through all those things, even though I didn't have the experience, even though I didn't have the education to make it in this world. God was enough. God was enough. And I am so thankful for a God that didn't just look at me and say, you really don't have this in you. You don't have this in you to do this business, or to be in sales." He looked at me and said, "You can do this." And he showed me the way, and I continue to learn today. I don't ever want to, say that I've arrived, basically. But I still depend on God every single day. I have to wake up every single day and say, "God, increase my territory. Help me with this certain situation." Or, to this day, before I walk into a sales meeting, I just ask God to calm my nerves and help me with this situation. And I definitely encourage you to do the same thing before you walk into that board meeting, whether it's with these major investors, or just maybe just an insurance appointment, or whatever it is. Just ask God to help you each and every day. We need to depend on Him. He's there for us to talk to. It doesn't have to be some eloquent prayer. You can just have a regular conversation with Him, and so I encourage you to do that. The appointment or the interview that I had with Rich the other day, I don't want to give away too much, because I definitely, like I said, I want to have him on still. But one thing that I really loved about the interview is that he had this boldness where I know that his colleagues and his employees that work underneath of him, they know where he stands. So I encourage you as a business owner, don't be afraid to let your employees, to let your people, your coworkers, your colleagues know where you stand with God. And I think that's extremely important. He's not afraid or ashamed to say the name Jesus either. I think he said it like 4 or 5 times in the interview, and I was just, you know, that's one of those weird things. Even sometimes Christians have a hard time even saying the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to say the name of Jesus. It's okay. I don't want to give too much away, because even after the 2 failed attempts, he's actually agreed to do the 3rd interview, and hopefully we can get it right this time, because I definitely want to have him on. But again, don't shy away from letting people know where your faith, even in business, stands. Romans 1:16-28 and 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel of righteousness of God is revealed, the righteousness is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So I plead with you, all business owners, don't forget why you started your business and how excited you were and the prayers that you prayed before you started your business, and later how God brought you through many things that you might have struggled with even before you started your business. And then later on, you know, recently with COVID and the struggles that everybody faced with that, and how God still has you here in business. There's a reason why you're still here. And I just believe that each person has a testimony. They have a purpose, not just in their personal life, but in business. God has you here for a reason. And I believe the main reason is not just to make money. It's not just to make money. God will provide. He is the provider, not your job, not your business. God is the provider. We need to look to him for provision. And then when we look to him for provision, the things that we need to do to make that money will fall into place, because God will be the one providing it. You see, that's the key. It's not about how good your sales pitch is or how good your marketing campaign is. Yeah, those things are important. But the most important thing is that you allow God to guide you in those things. I want to encourage you to seek God in every aspect of your personal and your business life. Don't shy away from it. Don't shy away from sharing the good news of God. You can do it in subtle ways, and you can also do it in bold ways. Be like the kids in the reel who are not ashamed to share with the world, to lose followers, to let others know they're following a better path filled with peace and forgiveness. So I kind of want to end with this. We want to hear more from you. We want you to share your stories, your comments in the comment section. Please share your stories and comments so we can let others know how you went through these struggles that you might be facing, or how you made the decision in your business life. If you don't have a home church, I encourage you, if you're in the Nashville area, I attend a church called The Belonging Co. It's an awesome church. And so if you don't have a home church in Nashville or Columbia, they have a Columbia campus, they have a Franklin campus, I encourage you to go check it out. TheBelongingCo.com is a great resource. And so I think we need to have the boldness of a college kid, the wisdom to make good choices. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Faith Unhinged. Catch you next time, ready to take on the business world.